Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, I don't know if you're a Star Trekker like me. I especially loved the original and Star Trek Next Generation. And one of the things that they talked about, one of the things that was a big part of the programming, the writing, the philosophy of Next Generation was something they call the Prime Directive. And that basically was that wherever they went, whatever they found, whatever civilizations they found, they were to observe them. They maybe even make contact. But under no circumstances was anything that they knew or anything that they could do to interfere with what was in front of them, what they found. They were just supposed to observe it, document it, and report back. Well, that's what our news media is supposed to do. They're not supposed to become part of the news. They're not supposed to be editorializing when they should be reporting. And somebody who feels very strongly about that and who is based in Israel and was tired of hearing the editorializing of the news in the Middle East, she created her own company called the Media Line. She's worked really hard. She and her husband, Michael, have worked very hard to get this organization going and to start this, to try to turn this problem around. And she's become a great member of our Brain Trust. Felice Friedson is a multimedia journalist, veteran journalist, and has really done a great job to try to bring real reporting to our world. And we're glad she's our friend. Felice, welcome back to the show.
My pleasure. And Jim, I have to give you kudos for the really fantastic book, The Third Ingredient, that just came out. And it really makes one think very hard, particularly about ethics and fear and greed and how it all is intertwined in the world we live in today at this fast pace that everyone's always at. It's like we're sheep running to get there.
Well, it's exactly right, and we have to slow down. And I think our job, and I think this is what you're trying to help people understand, and I wrote an article about this a couple of weeks ago. Our job as consumers of information is to become discerning consumers, to look at something and say, okay, is that reporting, am I getting the news or am I getting the commentary of that reporter? I don't want his or her commentary. I want them to tell me what's happening. And we have to learn what to leave in, what to leave out, don't we?
So you know what, Jim? I think what's critical here is my question is, where is the reporting? When I look every day at news, I'm looking at a lot of copying of news.
Right.
I look a lot about, am I looking at the fact that there are many articles without sourcing? And one can't begin to understand what to think for themselves if they don't know who the source is. Where is this information coming from? So the distrust in media still stands pretty high. You know, there was just a poll done through the Israel Democracy Institute in Israel, similar to the Gallup poll in the United States.
Right.
And unfortunately, that we see only 31% of Israelis are having some kind of or great trust in media. It's up 3%. That margin of error can actually not mean much.
But it's still very low, isn't it?
It's still very low. It's nowhere near where it was in 2011, where it was at 52%. I believe social media played an integral part here. And we knew, and I actually stated many, many times over and over, contrary to popular opinion, that the pendulum would swing. Mm-hmm. And today, by the way, we do see that pendulum is swinging in terms of social media, that it doesn't work, that people are realizing, yes, where is this all leading? It will take, I believe, 5 to 10 years to turn that around completely.
Very interesting.
With new digital technology mm-hmm. to change that.
Well, it seems to me one of the things that we've heard a lot over the last decade or so, has almost 20 years probably, has been the conversion in journalism from what they called analog dollars to digital dimes, meaning the value the value of what you produce as a news organization to your sponsors is worth less and less. And so they used to produce highly edited, highly sourced, as you say, news, and they could charge dollars for that. And now people are their supporters, stakeholders are only willing to pay dimes for those things, and they're having a hard time making a living. So they're laying off reporters, they're laying off their professional editors, and in order to make a living, in order to keep the doors open, they're converting to what we know as clickbait, right? Some kind of a headline, yes, that doesn't really, it's not accurate, but it causes you to click on it so that they can charge for a click. That's where it's come to. That's journalism today, isn't it?
Well, you know, the chairman and CEO of Gallup, as you know, Jim Clifton, wrote
he's a friend of mine,
on your book, and it says it all. We've amassed over the past 10,000 years aren't adequate to maintain equilibrium against digital leverage. Bottom line is that we have to stop running after the news and understand what does it mean to read news. How do we understand what is reporting? Everyone has to go back to basics here. I think there needs to be a total revamping to the public of the understanding of the value of journalism, that it is the creator. It was created to be able to be the checks and balances on government, to be able to hold people to what they're saying, to understand what's happening in business. You know, we run an American news agency covering the Middle East. We're all over the Middle East. We're, you know, half the time in America, half the time through the region.
Right.
And the reality is that I look at my reporters, whether they're trying to write in Yemen and how difficult it is to be able to even get finances to Yemen these days, the difficulties of dealing with the issues of journalists. That, let's say you have journalists who might be Jewish who's in a certain country.
Right.
What is he facing?
Mm-hmm.
The things that we need to contend with on a daily basis are so complex.
Well, and that is something that you're dealing with in your neighborhood that typically a Jewish reporter wouldn't have to deal with, or even a Muslim reporter would have to deal with in the United States here, because of the difference in the neighborhoods. But Felice, I need your website. Folks, Felice is doing a great job. I'd like you to go to her website and support what they're doing. We need more Felice and Michael Friesens out there. We need more media lines across the country, across the world. Felice, I need the website quickly, please.
Well, it's themedialine.org. Don't forget the
themedialine.org. Themedialine.org. Check it out. Felice Friesen and I will be right back after these messages. More to come. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.